about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess there's scientific proof that we take pleasure in other people's pain. So every time I tell you that my ratings go down, you guys are getting happy about it no matter how much you try to deny it. Then it looks like the games that you and I grew up on and we think are cool, like Pac-Man and Atari and Tetris, are now classified as digital archaeology. They are so old school, that we're talking that is like deep in the archaeological archives now. Why can't we bring those games back? I tell you, you know, if I ever, you know how you have a wish list? If you were ever rich, what would you do? If I was ever rich, I know a lot of you guys think I'm rich. I ain't, okay? I'm not. Thank God I got my family. I got my health. So I feel rich in that respect. But in terms of money, oh, hell no. Man, house is upside down, barely meeting the mortgage, right? Worried about how to you know, maintain an office and pay for an office and staff with Obamacare and patients not having money to pay for health care and doctor visits. It's not, trust me. But if I ever became rich, there's a few things I would want, okay? One is I would want to have a basement. Now, I know I don't live in tornado country, thank God, but I just always thought it'd be cool to have a basement. So I want a basement. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a basement. We could kind of make it like a movie theater room. You know how some of these rich houses, they're all dark, the walls are black, so it's really, really dark, and then there's a screen. And then there's, like Lazy Boy chairs. So you actually have your own movie theater. That would be cool. A little popcorn thing. So I want that. The other thing I would want if I ever become rich is I would want a, video game room. But it has to have pinball machines. Okay? I don't think I've played a pinball machine in 20 some years. I love pinball. So I would want to play a pinball machine. You know, you really work up a sweat doing that. You know, you move. And a Pac-Man machine, and I don't know if I want Centipede, I'm not sure, but, yeah, we can have some foosball, we can have some air, I don't like air hockey because I always hurt my fingers, but I would definitely want, I'd also want a trampoline that would have some diaper padding in case I lose my urine, but I want a trampoline. An indoor pool, it's funny, I've never really fantasized about having an indoor pool, because even though that's really, really cool, a lot of mold. It's very hard. I mean, it takes a lot of upkeep to make sure that the humidity isn't causing mold. And I don't want my kids to be breathing in mold or toxic mold. But I got to tell you, if you were rich enough to have an indoor pool, then I'm sure you'd be rich enough to be able to have people take care of that. Another thing, if I was ever rich, I would want, yeah, we're talking about if you were rich, you know what you would have in your house, not your wife. Yeah, I'd want those underwear we talked about in the last hour, the underwear that has the ventilation. If I was ever rich, I would probably want a decent bar that could also make smoothies on demand. I think smoothies are pretty healthy, vegetable smoothies. I would probably want a chef that could make me a steak dinner for under 200 calories. I mean, these Hollywood people are doing, they're eating steak. I know they are, but they're skinny. Why is that? Well, they probably have some chef or something that knows how to make a 200-calorie steak dinner. That's what I would want. I'd also want some plastic surgery if I was rich. But in the house, definitely I have to have a video game room. No water bed. I don't know if I could ever sleep on a water bed. Are water beds completely now out? Does anybody even have a water bed? Water beds were really big in the 80s. Weren't they leaking all the time? Water beds? Yeah, I don't know if water beds are coming back. I never knew if water beds were really helpful on the back or not. I think you need support when you sleep, which is why water beds have fallen out of favor. My radio studio. I love my radio studio that I have, but I would want a radio studio at my house that Don could come and work at. But he would have, like, a cocktail waitress serve him. We would have a buffet of food. You know, I would like something like that where when it's studio time, we are really living the life plush. You could have your feet in a foot massager, that kind of thing. So that would probably be what I would want to do. Okay, so, but that is on my wish list, so we'll talk about that. Then, are your kids addicted to their iPad? Apparently, there's some experts saying we need to impose a digital detox on our kids. Then, there's Python massage. Apparently, there's a spa that uses Python massage to boost your metabolism. I got to tell you, that would help you poop, right? Because you poop in your pants. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also very, very concerning is this warning for truck drivers. They say bad vibrations could put you at risk of bad vibrations. Good vibrations. Okay. Truck drivers are at risk for aggressive prostate cancer because of the vibrations of them sitting in the truck. That's some crazy stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show. But we'll take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is pretty interesting. There's a mug that is called a smart mug, and it determines the temperature of the liquid inside the mug. Too many people are burning themselves on their tea, on their coffee, on their hot cocoa. So now there's something out there called a smart mug. And the smart mug is supposed to light up the temperature at which it's at. There are 6 light indicators letting you know if something is too high, ideal, lower temperature, etc. And I guess it works. I guess it could tell anywhere from 158 degrees Fahrenheit, 185 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, that would stink if you guys have anything that's about 185 degrees Fahrenheit. See, me, my mom always put ice in our hot cocoa, ice in our soup, which really watered it down. So anytime I make something, I stick my finger in it. If it doesn't blister, I know it's okay. If I think it blisters, I throw ice into it. My kids hate that. All right, guys. Whew. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, the extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don for working the dials. Michael wants to know, how much did the healthcare.gov website truly cost? I don't know. You know, I'm a doctor, not a lover. I've been hearing reports, $500 million, $70 million. You know, I tried looking that up. Washington Post actually had an article. This was back on October 24th. How much did healthcare.gov cost? So they tried to break it down. And again, they also saw that one report said about $500 million or more, but they kind of break it down a little bit. And they said, apparently, many of these government contracts that are, they bundle the money and the work over years. So it's very difficult to see what was actually charged for a particular project. It's not like they hired a group of contractors and they said, okay, you're going to work on the Obamacare website for this many days, and here's your $5 million. So if it's an ongoing thing, and if you hire contractors to work on, let's say, I don't know, the A category work, and that includes X, Y, and Z, you know, you have multiple job duties, right? So like if somebody said, you know, Dahlia, how much do you get paid to see your sore throats, it's kind of hard to say because you get paid for the whole thing. You see what I mean? Okay, so that really was a bad example, but come on, cut me some slack. Okay, I haven't had Halloween candy yet. Getting all ready for my sugar load tomorrow. So anyway, that's one instance. They said CGI Federal, generally regarded as the main contractor for healthcare.gov, has one contract that was signed 3 years before the Affordable Health Care Act was signed into law, and it lasts until 2017. So if they've had a 10-year contract, it's hard to tell how much money they got. All right? Apparently, one came up with a figure of $70 million. A news release issued by CGI in 2011 said their contract of $93 million was over 2 years. But remember, the website is just the internet portal, according to Washington Post. You also have a data hub created by Optum Quality Software Services, which is a part of United Health Group. Apparently, in a June report, the Government Accountability Office said that as of March 31st, $55 million had been obligated to QSSI for the data hub. But we don't have updated figures with everything that's been going on. Then the GAO report, I guess, listed that other contracts relating to the federal exchanges total $394 million. $394 million. But that could include, like, the call centers. So you see, we really can't tell how much the website cost. But if somebody said we've spent close to $500 million at this point, I would believe them. I really would. And then, you know, they also write, what about the salaries of the government workers? Okay, they say the salaries of the government workers should also be included. Now, since many of these workers are already part of the agency, you know, you can't tell. I mean, were they already doing work for other things? And they said, okay, for the next couple hours, you work on the website. Or are they already, are we already, because here's the thing, what they're trying to say is if you're already spending $75,000 for a government worker, and that government worker, whether Obamacare passed or not, was going to be getting a $75,000 a year. So they use that government worker to work on Obamacare rather than working on, I don't know, the roads and transportation or what have you, then that's not like it was additional money spent. So the question is was $355 million or $500 million spent on top of what government is already spending? Or was that money spent, but that money would have been spent anyway whether they were working on Obamacare or not? So we don't know. So they're kind of, you know, saying maybe we're in the $150 million mark, et cetera. Either way, if any of our money, any of our taxes have gone up because of this, I would really like my money back. In fact, rather than us paying them each year, I would like to actually get some money back because it's not working and it's driving us crazy. So that's to answer your question, Michael. Thank you. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, truck drivers. Got a lot of truck driver listeners. Many of my truck driver listeners on XM were hoping to move over to iHeartRadio when so that they could catch the show. Of course, you can listen on drdahlia.com. You can listen on our iPhone app, our Android app, etc. But apparently, with prostate cancer being one of the most common types of cancer diagnosed in men, they find that your prostate cancer risk increases, and it could be more aggressive if you were a truck driver. And they say it's this whole body vibration endured by men working with heavy equipment or sitting in the truck could cause them to be at increased prostate cancer risk. Maybe it's because the body produces more testosterone, which could be a risk factor. We don't know. Maybe it leads to inflammation of the prostate gland, so you have prostatitis. Not a lot of my truck drivers complain of actual prostatitis. That's where you get the pain. You in that saddle area. Inflammation of the prostate. It can be pretty uncomfortable. We got to give you antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, etc. So the research team from the NCI, the Louisiana State University School of Public Health, and the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, and the Roswell Park Center Institute of Buffalo, New York, all of them looked at people's rectums. No, they looked at medical records and other data from 2,100 men who were part of the North Carolina-Louisiana Prostate Cancer Project. Whew! That was all one sentence. Now, what they did is these patients had told interviewers about the two jobs where they spent most of their time in their careers. The The researchers crunched the numbers. They found that men who spent more time driving a truck than doing anything else were four times more likely than, let's say, educators, teachers, who were diagnosed with prostate cancer, all right? The aggressive cancers had a PSA level greater than 20, a Gleason sum of at least 8, a combination of a Gleason sum and at least 7 had tumors that were stage T3, T4. So they think at this point that truck driving had the strongest link to an increased risk of aggressive prostate cancer, but not the only occupation. They say men who worked in a garden shop for at least 6 months were 2.33 times more likely than educators to be diagnosed with highly aggressive prostate cancer. Now, maybe that's because of pesticides. All right. But if you were a landscaper or an exterminator, no, you weren't at increased risk. So maybe it's the flowers. I mean, do you guys do anything vibratory at a garden shop? That makes no sense to me. So the researchers presented their results Tuesday at the American Association for Cancer Researchers International Conference on Frontiers in Cancer Prevention Research in National Harbor, Maryland. Whew! That was also another sentence. You know, let me just give you guys some advice. If you want people to come, let's say, to your conference, and you are worried about a long title, right, and then worried about the font to make the title fit, I would just probably shorten it, okay? Like, maybe shorten the conference to Prostate Scoop or The Latest Scoop. Just something like that. I'd go. If it was called The Latest Cancer Scoop or just plain Scoop, I'd go. Please serve ice cream, though. But if you label it the American Association for Cancer Researchers International Conference on Frontiers in Cancer Prevention Research, oh, please. Please. You've lost me at the first word. Okay, so what do you do if you're a truck driver? What do you do if you work in a garden shop? Well, don't panic. Just despite the Obamacare recommendations, my suggestion would be to please get your PSAs done. Now, I know we're telling people not to do PSAs because if they're high and you get tested, it could cause extra worry, extra money being spent. But aggressive prostate cancers is not the same as a slow-growing prostate cancer diagnosed in your late 70s, okay? Aggressive prostate cancers can hit you when you're 50, 60, still kind of young, even in your 40s. So if you are a truck driver, you should be checking your heart, checking your lungs, doing, you know, making sure you aren't at risk for blood clots. Truck drivers, unfortunately, kind of are behind the eight ball when it comes to health because of their job. They're forced to sit. Okay, and it's kind of hard to exercise while operating a big rig. Some of us may be able to dance and kind of scoot and, you know, to the music, but for the most part, truck drivers can't. They got to actually pull the truck over, which is a feat in and of itself, walk out of the truck, walk around a few times to get their circulation going. So my recommendation is just talk to your doctor. Have a heart-to-heart with him or her. Find out if they agree that you could be at increased risk and if they think it's a good idea for you to get your prostate checked. A PSA being done in the blood, smart, easy to do, but also palpating the prostate, smart to do as well, okay? Be able to feel if there's any nodules. Don't go away, we'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-W.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DocDali, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. In the health section of Fox News, they give us 10 reasons to give up diet soda. You know, I find that amazing how many of you are addicted to diet soda. You guys will tell me that you drink your diet soda like it's water. And the diets, it couldn't be for the taste. I mean, unless you're getting it for the caffeine, but even with diet soda, I don't really get any sort of caffeine kick from diet soda also. I'm not a huge fan. And once we found out that it could cause weight gain, why are we drinking it? So, just to quickly review the 10 reasons to give up diet soda, they say here that artificial sweeteners will confuse your body. All right? So they say the artificial sweeteners have more intense flavor than real sugar. We talked about saccharin. Yeah, you know, back in World War II days, right, to substitute for sugar that was being rationed. And and other artificial sweeteners like aspartame, etc. And these things, they are very potent at lower levels. So you don't have to add the cups and cups of sugar. You can do a little bit of sweet and low. But they say over time, it dulls our senses to naturally sweet foods like fruit. So you don't seem to really then, I guess, enjoy other sort of natural sugars. But it also triggers insulin. When your artificial sweeteners trigger insulin, it sends your body into a fat storage mode, and then you start to gain weight, which is why people gain weight on insulin. So you don't want to stimulate your insulin. Then, reason number two can lead to weight gain and not weight loss. So even though you're drinking something that could be calorie-free, according to a study that we had talked about a while back from the University of Texas, when they looked at over the course of about a decade, diet soda drinkers had a 70% greater increase in waist circumference compared to non-diet soda drinkers. They said if you drank one or two diet sodas a day, you had a 500% greater increase. Again, it could be because of the insulin. Then, it put you at increased risk for type 2 diabetes. We found that diet drinks last year put you at risk for diabetes, according to a study at the University of Minnesota. There was a 36% increased risk of metabolic syndrome and diabetes. So you had high blood pressure, elevated sugar levels, raised cholesterol, large waist circumference. That is the recipe for a diabetic. So keep that in mind. Then another reason to give up diet soda, according to the Fox News health section, was there's really no nutritional value. All right. I mean, if you really want something that helps you, maybe then drink water. Nice cold bottle of water, maybe cup of water. Then another reason is many people will get headaches and they don't realize they're getting it from the diet soda. They go, no, but I'm drinking caffeine free and I'm still getting soda, still getting headaches. But maybe it's the artificial sweetener. So artificial sweetener has been linked to migraines. Something to look at. Then this is interesting. Okay. They say that diet soda will ruin your smile. The research, according to a study published in the Journal of General Dentistry, compared the mouths of a cocaine user, a methamphetamine user, and a habitual diet soda drinker, and they found the level of tooth erosion to be very similar. Why? Soda has citric acid. The citric acid wears down the teeth. Can I also say, this could also hurt your bones, the phosphoric acid. We've got to talk about that later, too. They say excessive soda drinker could leave you looking like a Breaking Bad extra. That's right. A lot of the Breaking Bad people have bad teeth. That's funny. Okay. Next, they say it makes alcohol more dangerous. Remember we talked about that if you use diet soda, like if you have a rum and coke, right, or I don't know, a CC and diet Sprite, that you could get drunk faster. Right? Apparently, people who consumed cocktails mixed with diet drinks had a higher breath alcohol concentration than those who drank alcohol blended with sugared beverages. Now, some of the young folks would say, well, then that's perfect. I could drink less alcohol. I could save money. That's awesome. But then on the flip side, you're like, well, no, you don't understand. Okay? If you're used to drinking a couple drinks, now you could be, up for a DUI. You could possibly hurt somebody. Not good at all. Not to mention liver issues. Then, there was a study, according to the American Academy of Neurology, that found that over a course of 10 years, people who drank more than 4 cups of cans of soda a day were 30% more likely to develop depression. Diet sodas linked to depression, even worse than those people drinking fruit punches. So, now, of course, again, what are you putting into your body? Anything healthy? No. Then, oh, here we go, bad for the bones. This is what I talk about. Women over 60, men over 60, thinning of the bones. But they said female cola drinkers had nearly 4% lower bone mineral density in their hips than women who didn't drink soda. So even if you take calcium and vitamin D, my worry is the phosphoric acid. It could play around with your parathyroid hormone, causing you to leach calcium from the bones to keep your calcium up, and that's how you could lose bone mass. Then, finally, they say diet soda could hurt the heart. Do you guys remember this study? One diet soda a drink could boost your risk of having a vascular event like stroke, heart attack, vascular death. This was a study from research from the University of Miami and Columbia University. Their study found that diet soda drinkers were 43% more likely to have experienced a vascular event than those who drank none. Regular soda drinkers, they didn't have increased vascular events. So what the hell is going on with the diet soda? Now, mind you, regular soda is high fructose corn syrup. High fructose corn syrup, bad for the heart. Very, very sticky. The clogging of the arteries would be a lot stickier than you would think. So, not very good. All right, but why wouldn't in that study they find the risk of a vascular event, but they did with a diet soda? So, I mean, here's the thing, all right? Many of us, we have a sweet tooth. Something happened in the last 60 years, right, when malt shops and these, I guess in the 40s is when these diners and malt shops and having sweet drinks. I mean, even though, yeah, there were sweet drinks in Prohibition time, well, that's what happened. In Prohibition time, the reason why we have mixed drinks, I learned this from Rick from Pawn Stars, Rick Harrison, was because, you know, the alcohol tasted really bad. Okay, the black market alcohol tasted really bad. So they had to spike it with some soda for people to get it down. And so they would mix drinks. That's where mixed drinks started in Prohibition time. And then, you know, throughout the years, people have noticed they wanted dessert. They wanted something sweet. So you'd eat your vegetables, you'd eat your bread, you'd eat your meat and cheese, whatever, but then people would want something sweet. Now, mind you, cookies and cake would be done, but that would be, you know, cookies and cake were more for a special occasion. We somehow got into the habit of having dessert every day. And then we got into the habit of you actually having sweetened cereals, a fruit punch with your lunch. And we started to eat sweet all the time when fruit used to be enough. You would eat fruits. Now, mind you, grapes, et cetera, those used to be a lot more, grapes used to be a lot more tart. Fruit used to be a lot more tart than it is, but that would take the edge off. So the problem is now many of you guys, when you have your sandwich, you know, your value meal comes with the drink. So rather than you drinking water, you down some soda. And that's where it started. And because many of you are trying to avoid lemonade and you're trying to avoid sugary drinks, you're trying to avoid Coca-Cola, you're going to the diet soda. So, and that's why we have an addiction to it. And so now we have to start the movement of getting people off the diet soda. And it just, you know, yeah. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how the games we like are now considered digital archaeology and why do we take pleasure in other people's pain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Yeah. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, guys, we are rocking it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So why do we take pleasure in other people's pain? Most of us will say, well, we don't. I mean, I would say I don't. I don't like people in pain. Can't stand it. People always accuse us doctors of doing so. Now, well, that's how you make your money. People in pain, people get into car accidents, people having cancer, that's how you make your money. Well, I don't want to think of it that way. I look at it as I make money helping people feel better, fixing people. Okay, I'm getting paid to make people smile and get people out of pain. So I look at it that way. All right, so everybody just cut me some slack, Jack. Now, but do we really feel, shall we say, better if we see somebody else suffering? Now, apparently, researchers have found it's called Schadenfreude, which is the feeling of joy at seeing someone else fail or suffer. And scientists have found this to be so commonplace that they think it must be a basic biological response in us humans. So Professor Susan Frisk of Princeton University and her former PhD student, Mina Sakara, not sure if she got fired. Now, no, she didn't get fired. Of Carnegie Mellon University, measured the electrical activity of cheek muscles with an electromyogram. So they went after the cheek. And it captures the electrical activity when an individual smiles and thus experiences pleasure. Participants were shown photographs of individuals associated with different stereotypes. We had the elderly with pity, students with pride, drug addicts disgust, rich professionals envy. These images were then paired with everyday events, like won $5, which would be positive, got soaked by a taxi, negative, went to the bathroom, neutral. Let me tell you, if I'm able to go to the bathroom like poop, that's a positive. Then participants were asked how this would make them feel, and their facial movements were recorded. The results showed people took genuine delight in the misfortune of those who they envied. So when something happened to the rich professional, they seemed to be happy. And according to Professor Frisk, they say this experiment was able to capture, all right, the malicious glee when most people would say they don't feel that way. They found that people did smile more in response to negative than positive events, but only for groups whom they envied. In the second study, participants viewed the same photographs and events and were asked how to rate how they felt on a scale of 1 to 9. Participants felt the worst about positive events and the best about negative events with the rich professionals. Okay, so what does this mean? To me, not much, honestly. Okay, measuring a smile. But they are correct. Okay, we end up feeling some sort of benefit. All right? If something happens to somebody else, but to only a certain degree, okay? So if, let's say, Donald Trump, when he had to file, I don't know if it was bankruptcy or reconstruction, a lot of people felt relieved by that. They did. Because if Donald Trump could have to go through the same sort of money issues that we do, we're not alone. We're not that bad in business. This happens to everybody. The this happens to everybody makes us feel better. Now, where I say we find pleasure in other people's misfortune, that does not extend to Sandy Hook or the Navy Yard shootout, etc. No, okay? We're not talking that. If that is the case, then I wouldn't even call us human. I'd call us animals. But what they're talking about is Donald Trump filing for bankruptcy or Chapter 11 or whatever the hell he had to file, closing down businesses. The, you know, Dahlia, you're not the only one having mortgage problems. It makes you feel better. We don't want to feel alone. Right? I'm watching Walking Dead. Right? The people that were able to escape the zombies, what did they do? They huddled in pairs. Yeah, every now and then it looks like somebody wants to go off on their own. But for the most part, misery does seek company. That's why group therapy is so therapeutic. When you get to sit there and have a hash out of what's going on with you, and then you hear what happens to somebody else, and you try to help that other person to make them feel better, it's therapeutic. Okay? You know, when somebody comes in with the flu, you know, and they don't realize it's the flu, and they're like, what's wrong with me? Oh, my gosh. I mean, why did I get so sick? And I tell them that they're the eighth person I've seen that morning or afternoon with the same symptoms and flu. They immediately feel better. Not because they really, truly want other people to suffer, but it's because they realize it's not some, they aren't being singled out. Okay? You know, we all have to suffer with gas prices. We're all suffering from the recession. Okay? Well, most of us. Okay? We're all suffering with this Obamacare. We're all frustrated with trying to keep our weight down. Okay? I mean, you know, one thing that really inspires giddiness in people is seeing a Hollywood celebrity get fat. Personally, me, I don't really get my jollies looking at something like that, but a lot of people do. Because here they are fighting with their weight. They're having so much trouble fighting with their weight, and they see Hollywood people look like it's a piece of cake. They get to look all skinny, they get to look, you know, and that's it's not the case. Okay? They're real people too. So once you know that you're not the only one, you feel better. And that's what I think is going on. And it's an interesting part of psychology. Personally, when you are in a funk, I think it's extremely important to get into a support group. It's extremely important to have friends. Anytime I have a patient feeling depressed about getting cheated on, I tell her about when I was cheated on. You know? And they'll even tell me that makes me feel better. And it's not to be mean to me. It's because they realize, well, if my doctor could be cheated on, not by my husband. My current husband is my only husband. He's wonderful. But before my husband, I was cheated on left and right. Okay? It's just something that happens to all of us. And once you find that happens, right? You know, Madonna had claimed that she was raped back in the 70s in New York at knife point. Okay? That's horrible. Nobody is happy to hear something like that. Nobody. But rape victims may find something therapeutic in knowing that many of us have dealt with a sexual assault and that we're not the only one, and that you could also supersede that and you could still become Madonna and be able to have a successful career despite being assaulted. So we use that information. Angelina Jolie, I don't think anybody was happy in doing cartwheels that she had the BRCA gene. But knowing that she has to deal with the same things that we deal with and she could still be a successful star gives us hope that you could have a mastectomy and still be able to be successful at whatever you do. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tetris, Pac-Man, and Atari are now classed as digital archaeology. There's going to be an upcoming exhibition being held at the Barbican in London. And these games from the 1970s to the 1990s, like Space Invaders, Pong, Game Boy, Mac Paint, I've never heard of that one, all right, are being in an exhibition for digital archaeology. Now, Pong, okay, I get that. Pong was old. Pong was kind of dingy. But still, I mean, are we that old where Pong is that now considered, right, into the archaeology? Remember, Atari, the first game came out in 1972. Space Invaders, 1978. Oh, I'm looking at an old Atari set. Boy, that brings back memories. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.